where we have been through, what we've been through.
Are you having burritos for lunch?
I've got an eclectic reading list.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just remind you.
Roses are red, and how do you do? Drink four of these and woo, 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 woo.
That's hot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're all getting a little grungy because on Thursday we're going to be heading out to the Grooming Lounge to prep for our big party on the 8th. It's coming up this Friday. Yay. Rob is winning the award for Mountain Man.
I really look like hell, don't I?
How many days have you gone without shaving?
Today is like day 8.
You are looking particularly grungy
it's
today.
It's horrible, and you know what's really, really nice is to see all the gray in my hair and all the gray in my beard.
Yes.
It makes me feel like $1 million.
And I'm going to do my level best to make sure that happens more and more often. That's just the
what,
way
to
it's
turn me
go.
Gray?
Yes, I want to turn you as gray as you possibly can
it's
get.
It's working.
Wow.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Joe McLeod on the movies, Pineapple Express and Hellride, a couple of them.
All right.
Alan Butterfield of the National Enquirer will be here to talk more about the Edwards affair.
He's good.
And whatever else he's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I like me that National Enquirer.
Yeah, that's a good guy
to
talk
to. Lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're talking movies. You know how you hated the idea of the movie Swing Vote?
Right.
It tanked.
Yeah.
Like 6th on the top 10?
Not very, very good. Surprising. And I have to wonder whether the fact that that movie went down the crapper is a response to the way the electorate feels about the upcoming election.
Could be.
You know, the thing that's blown me away, though, you know, that's kind of people are interested, but they're not. And it's the Olympics like they always are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we pay attention, but yet we don't. And I was reading an article in the Post today. What's amazing is that they have the air quality in China, in Beijing, sucks so much.
People are wearing masks.
That these athletes are actually talking about withdrawing, like marathon runners and people like that are saying, F this. It's literally breathing poison when you're over there. And I didn't know that was the case.
And the Chinese government is pumping dust into the atmosphere to try to make it rain so it will hopefully wash some of that other crap out of the air.
How gross is that?
It's really
bad. I mean, really,
news.
How horrible is that, that that's going on right now?
And when you talk about a manufactured amount of excitement to watch the Today Show,
right.
And now they're taping all the stuff that's airing and that's, they're trying to make you think it's live in the morning, it is really a yawner to me. I don't know if it's just me.
I was watching whoever that travel lady is. We might have even had her on the show. I'm not sure. They're all that pixie. No, we have Paige Davis on, right? That's the lady.
Right.
It's the lady that looks like Paige Davis.
Carol Greenberg.
And she does. It's not Carol Greenberg.
Peter Greenberg.
But they were saying that the rules that you have to adhere to when you're over in China, like as far as etiquette is concerned and what you're supposed to do with your chopsticks, that you cannot point with your chopsticks.
Right, right.
So if like you're an American and you're out at a Chinese restaurant and you're making a point and you pointed somebody with
bad.
Your chop, that's real bad stuff. And if you stick your chopsticks into your rice, that symbolizes burning incense, and that's what they do with people when they die. I don't know, all this crappy stuff. All I know is from when I was watching this travel reporter and she was talking about China, I knew that I have no desire to, I wouldn't have a desire to be over there for the Olympics, and it doesn't interest me to be over there.
You don't want to go.
Strange and too. And then there's always that thought in the back of my mind that of the, you know, the guy putting the gun in the back of your head and you're wearing like a little poster and they execute you, which they do over there.
That
and then
ain't
they,
good
and
either.
Then they harvest your liver. I don't know. You know, who knows whether we're... Do you ever wonder whether we're getting propagandized as well?
Some, I'm sure, but there is a lot of truth to a lot of what we've heard.
That smog ain't propaganda.
Right.
It sounds to me like you're dealing with this country, a superpower, that has put all of this propaganda into the Olympic Games, and they are now kind of punting it, and they didn't get the crap done that they were supposed to get done before the Olympics, but it's pretty impossible with that level of traffic and population to just clean the air overnight.
Right.
And it's one of those deals where you can't put out propaganda to make that go away.
Right.
And you're seeing American journalists, like I forgot, it might have been Sally Jenkins that was writing about it in the Post today.
Already censored.
In the Washington Post. And I'm saying to myself, that's going to get back to the authorities.
Oh, they're gonna
and I'm
that.
Getting a little edgy as to what's going to happen over there. Because
it's a perfect ingredient situation for an incident.
I would think that you're going to see at a certain point, with the amount of media that's over there for the Beijing Olympics, you're going to see a little bit of censorship and perhaps something
already
more.
Already have.
I mean, it's already happening a little
some
bit.
Some journalists have already been censored.
It's very, very scary. Mm-hmm.
The Chinese government has hired Katie to ride the dump button for the whole Olympics.
That means no information will get through.
And another problem.
But I understand they'll be riding horses also over
they
there.
They will, with saddles, though.
With saddles on them?
It's required by
now,
CBS.
If you're using it in that context, you can say it, correct?
I would think you'd have to,
Beth Ann, if I'm talking about riding a horse, I can say, when I ride a horse, I don't use a saddle. I like to ride bareback.
And it remains.
I love it. Yes. And in my headphones is what I get.
That's right. That's right.
Beth Ann will be working on the Metro this weekend. Look for her.
You know,
hi, this is Beth Ann McBride. Doors open on the left.
The biggest problem, I think, with the Chinese Olympics.
What's that?
They built a stadium that looks like it's melting.
You mean the bird's nest?
And that's dumb.
So, welcome to the bird's nest. We're so hot for that. It's very exciting.
Something Salvador Dali did.
We like bird's nest for Olympic competition.
And that sounds like it's something they would serve in a restaurant over there. Bird's nest with giant prawn.
I wish I could get more into the Olympics. I might when they get started, but what I'm really into is the only way I like to see the Asian lifestyle on TV is when I watch Andrew Zimmerman have bizarre foods.
Yeah.
And he's like going into a little market and eating a beating heart. Or saying, ooh, this is delicious. Quite tasty.
Porno is nice.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody says they've got a name I'm looking for. Hmm. Andrew in Rochester, what can we do for you?
Yeah, you were talking about riding horses. Her name is Samantha Brown.
Samantha Brown? Oh, that's the travel reporter.
That is the travel reporter.
And Andrew, don't you think that Samantha Brown is almost hot?
Well, she could be.
She could be. Mm-hmm. If she put a little more effort forward.
What does she need to do? I'm not familiar with
her. I've seen her travel shows before. She is somebody that she can wear a bikini. She doesn't.
I don't think she should wear the bikini.
Yeah, exactly.
She's awesome, but the bikini, not so nice.
I'm glad you watch her, and I watch some of her stuff all the time, and she's a really interesting lady, but I think she could just go that little extra step.
Oh, I know this lady.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know.
Got kind of the pixie haircut that she's got there, right?
Yeah.
What can Brown do
not
for
your,
you?
Not your cup of tea?
No, I don't think. She's got a big mouth. And you know what, Alice?
Alice.
You got a big mouth.
Yeah, Alice. All right. How come I can't hear the Buzz Station?
Oh, because we had the Chinese music.
Oh, that Chinese music, very loud.
Very
Buzz Station, very soft. There it is. Our final segment of Buzz Burbank, and then we got to get on out of here.
She looks like Gwyneth Paltrow's retarded sister.
No, she is not that bad.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow's very pretty.
She actually, if you watch her on the tube.
So that's a compliment?
You will actually see her. She approaches, she gets it done sometimes.
Decent.
You know what? I think she needs some help.
I saw her one time when she was getting a mini massage. It was pretty cool.
Does she not need some help up front?
Mr. Last Word Freak, go ahead.
Just trying to get to the bottom of this woman.
I know. She's hot. I think she's potentially hot.
An employee at the zoo at Branson, Missouri is in critical condition after being attacked by 3 tigers. Dakota Rommel.
That wasn't loud enough.
Dakota Rommel is 16 years old, and he went into the tiger cage to take a picture for a tourist. One of the tigers pounced on Dakota, knocking him to the ground. Then 2 other tigers piled on, biting.
Is this a male Dakota or a female Dakota?
Male, biting his legs and his neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
what, he went into the cage?
Went into the cage to
take
a photograph.
Because he took, did some, adult say, hey, kid?
Could you get a picture for me? And he said, sure. And one thing led to another.
How old is the kid?
16 years old.
See what happens when you name a kid Dakota?
You know, I don't want to sound crass here, but 16, aren't you bright enough to know better than that?
No,
really?
No dinner for him tonight.
Jesus. No dinner at the Spiewak household.
And at another animal sanctuary in Missouri, they're investigating the shooting death of a tiger that attacked a volunteer there. They're investigating the shooting of the tiger because the sanctuary's owner's already been in trouble with the law for failing to register dangerous animals.
Sanctuary!
In Colorado, they're searching for a mountain lion that snatched a golden retriever out of somebody's bedroom.
God, it happened, how does that even happen?
People send these stories to Buzz.
And keep them coming.
Yes.
It happened at 4:30 Monday morning. The homeowner had opened a door to let in some cool air and left it open. Dun, 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 like that. Dun, dun.
Oh, look at the little kitty. Okay, Mr. Mittens.
Where's Rover?
Hope you get along with Rover. No problem at all.
And it'll be a summer to remember for some Boy Scouts who went to camp here in Virginia this year. The camp at Goshen, Virginia is closed now, and 19 of the boys, mostly from the D.C. suburbs of Northern Virginia, are battling a particularly nasty food poisoning.
Oh.
70 people have fallen ill because of tainted beef, and officials are considering a recall.
Hey, Betham, what's the rule on the upchuck sound effect that I could use liberally when Mr. Burbank is sharing these stories with us? Or is that a yay or a nay? You were going to look into that.
Still looking.
This is what I just got in my headphone, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Looking.
Still looking or what?
Think of the coincidence, Mike, that at that very moment that you wanted it, that at that moment she'd be looking.
Yes, very, very exciting. I think we should probably round that one up.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, ask, do first, ask later.
Easier
that type
to
of
get
thing.
Forgiveness than yeah. permission. Some beef from Sodexo, a company in Maryland, was apparently contaminated with E. coli bacteria. Two of the victims have complications that could lead to kidney failure.
Never mind that. Here comes the fun.
Hey, I just talked to the FCC.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
What?
As long as it doesn't go too far and doesn't get too disgusting. So.
Boy, there's some clear understanding on that one, huh?
Sorry.
As long as it doesn't go too far.
And what is that? Right.
All right, get it. Get it in here.
All right.
We'll see what
happens.
You know,
it reminds me when I actually talked to legal about farts.
Yeah.
And they said, I don't know, how wet are they?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it's a lawyer question. Those are the discussions that they're talking about.
I mean, that's really our job.
I think we do. We'll have a nice, we'll get a nice one that doesn't go too far.
We don't want it to be too disgusting.
Really?
Maybe they can take our pictures and the tiger den.
You know how I feel occasionally when we're having these discussions?
How?
I can express it best with this sound. Thank you.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
John Gotti Jr. has been busted again. This time.
Oh, no, I'm not for the bust, just him.
No.
You really were afraid then. Rob Spiewak was applauding the fact that a mafia person got convicted.
Well, Mike O'Mara's lying. That's Mike O'Mara.
Hey, forget about it.
Well, this time the charges are for 3 mob-related murders in Florida back in the day.
Hey, Buzz, you ever meet my European friend?
No, I hadn't.
He's got a resort in the Caribbean.
I'd love to go
there. Oh, the Viking resort.
Yeah, the Caribbean.
That's excellent.
Have you ever been to the Caribbean?
I've never been there,
it's
Tony.
It's beautiful, the Caribbean.
That's easy for
Let's,
you.
Let's get a bunch of guys. We'll go down to a resort in the Caribbean.
In the where?
The Caribbean.
Do you like it there?
I love the Caribbean.
I'd like to go there with my son. Do you know what his name is?
Nah, I don't want your son coming along, but what's your son's name?
Robert,
yeah. No dinner for you. Caribbean. Robert, would you take my coat?
The former head of the Gambino crime family, that's John Gotti Jr., was picked up at his home on Oyster Bay, Long Island.
So Jr. actually took over the family business. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Some time ago, yes.
Safe home, and we wish him the very best.
We do. In Ohio, meanwhile, a death row inmate claims he is too fat to be executed.
Hi. Everybody say it. I am fat.
Is this the same death row inmate that was at that casino and they asked him to leave the table yesterday?
No, that was an actual businessman. This guy, you don't want to mess with this guy. Ohio,
he didn't behead anybody on a bus or anything, did he?
No, but funny you should ask about that. That guy, you were asking about a follow-up to that. He was in court yesterday. They asked him if he wanted a lawyer. We speculated he might not be right upstairs.
Yeah, beheading somebody and eating the head, probably not the smartest thing.
It's just a theory on our part.
Might be a little not quite right.
They asked, the judge asked, the magistrate in Canada asked if he would like an attorney, and he said, no, I just want to die.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Good. So, I think grant him his wish.
How did his stomach feel?
Whose stomach?
A little queasy.
What are you...
No
good.
That's all I had handy.
Unsatisfying.
No good.
You know what the problem was? You said you thought you were going to hear a real sound effect. Did you see that? And then we all look at you because we hear nothing. That is a classic bat. Is that the old, like, disc of sound effects?
This is actually a really good package. That's why I put some stock in it.
Is there anything else similar to that of somebody being ill?
No, we have a gagged woman struggling to yell. You want to hear that?
Rob, God, he is so sick.
No.
Made him laugh right away. Let's listen to the gagged woman ready
She's
to yell.
She's struggling to yell. All right. Here we go. And it begins like this.
Look at him. It's like Christmas. He's unhinging his jaw.
All right. You don't like it.
That's you know what they call that in the Spiewak house? Christmas Eve.
God, that is funny.
Go ahead. We got to get out of here. Go ahead.
Ohio rolls with a lethal injection, but lawyers for child rapist and killer Richard Cooley say that because he's 267 pounds at just 5'7", they're not going to be able to find a vein. As evidence, the lawyers offer medical reports about difficulties in drawing his blood during tests.
I'm not going to die because I'm too fat.
The lawyers argue that if the anesthetic doesn't take, but the poison does, it will be a very visible case of cruel and unusual punishment.
I really thought, I mean, maybe I'm thinking old Papillon, you know, the Count of Monte Cristo here.
Right.
But how do you get that fat in prison? Aren't your meals kind of controlled?
He may have gone to prison that way.
Oh, really? Okay, but he's been there for a while, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And finally, there could be no finally without Florida. today, it's a rash of guys calling 911 for no good reason. In Jacksonville, a man used 911 to summon police to a Subway restaurant to complain his sandwich wasn't made correctly.
My sandwich sucks.
He called 911 a second time to complain about the slow police response.
911, this is Mrs. Gold.
In Tampa, Randall Wasden was arrested for calling 911 five times in 1 hour to complain about the way police handled a dispute between him and his brother, kept insisting to speak to a deputy. He eventually got his wish. In Tampa, Carlos Gutierrez lost money in a slot machine at the Hard Rock, so he called 911 to report that a machine had stolen his money.
Okay, those guys get in trouble for doing that, right?
Yes, they all did. Okay. Dispatcher explained to Carlos that it's not a crime for a machine to take your money, but calling 911 to report it is.
Right on.
Carlos said he understood and hung up.
Good night.
And then he went across the street and called 911 to report that a machine had stolen his money.
I don't understand. I want the police.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Jason, we want to thank him. Jason X, the general manager of the Viking Exotic Resorts. Mm-hmm. All-inclusive, don't you know?
All-inclusive.
And thanks to, who are they? Was the guy's name Dean? His name was Dean.
Dean from the Gaithersburg Best
and
Buy.
Solomon from the Gaithersburg Best Buy. Thanks for bringing our Wii system. We appreciate that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. And our show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the I Am Fat radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara. Here's a little one for you.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, it started strong and then got weak really quick.
That's fine.
It's the best I could do. All of the boys had fun with their Wii. Uncle Mike bought one because it wasn't free. The Power of Five had listeners kicking, and our party on the 8th clock is continually ticking. Father Rob Spiewak shared his tale of no dinner, and Beth Ann debated him. There was no winner. We talked about geeks, and we talked about booze. We talked about diets and who we could schmooze. We talked about lots of things. That's what we do. And tomorrow, who knows, we might talk to you. So join us again for a good deal more. Guaranteed more fun from a Caribbean whore.
Yay!
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with more fun and thrills. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.